Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, a groom wrote this in, and he signed it from both of them. Thanks, Mr. and Mrs. to be, but really, he wrote it in, so you understand the context here. He said, hey, Allie and DZ, is my fiance a jerk for not having her biological father walk her down the aisle at our wedding? Here's the situation. My fiance grew up her entire life not knowing who her biological father was until last year when they matched through 23andMe. Both of them were excited to find each other, and she also learned she has two half-sisters.
Oh.
Since then, they've been getting to know each other and building a relationship. We've met several times. They've even invited us to family gatherings and holidays. They're wonderful people, and we genuinely want to keep strengthening those relationships. That's, like, phenomenal.
That's like a story. That's a movie.
This is what, I mean, I'm stopping the message for a second to say everyone dreams when they're looking for their biological parents that they're going to want them and embrace them and love them, and it doesn't always happen like that. So for to have Correct. A positive is phenomenal.
Mwah, chef's kiss. Yeah, this is
that.
Great.
Love that. That for you guys.
Love that for you, yeah.
So he continues on, though. He says, they're wonderful people, and we genuinely want to keep strengthening those relationships. Naturally, we invited the entire side of her biological family to our wedding.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yep.
The thing is, we started planning the wedding long before we met them.
Okay.
Obviously.
I'm seeing it.
Early on, my fiance asked her two uncles, who have played an important role throughout her life, to walk her down the aisle. They were thrilled and deeply honored to be given that role. Oh, I got goosebumps. Now that the wedding is just a few weeks away, one of her half-sisters asked why their father isn't the one walking her down the aisle. My fiance explained she had already asked her uncles before meeting him and that they've been such an important part of her life, she wants to honor them in this way. One sister completely understood and dropped it. The other said, your uncle should understand. You didn't know you were going to meet your dad.
Which is
I
also
can tell
true.
It's hurting his feelings that you're not having him walk you down the aisle. My fiance is so grateful to have met her father and sisters and wants them to be part of her life moving forward, but she still feels strongly that her uncles deserve this honor because of the role they've played all these years.
And I agree.
So is she a jerk for sticking with her original plan and having her uncles walk her down the aisle instead of her biological father? Thanks, Mr. and Mrs. to be. Really, it's the groom.
Yeah.
So let's just say groom.
I mean, we could leave it from both of them.
Sure.
They said it was from both of them.
Sure.
Maybe
fine.
She just didn't want to be the one to write in.
Yeah. So 414-533-1037, that's the number to call or text. You know, I've talked on the show a few times. My cousin did this.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin did this with her stepfather, and she did not have my biological uncle, her biological father, says my first cousin. She chose not to have him walk her down the aisle, and she chose her stepfather because
right.
my uncle for many years was an alcoholic. He has been a recovering alcoholic for over 20 years now. He's phenomenal. But for years, he didn't call on her birthday. He didn't show up. Her
he
parents were divorced. He wasn't there.
Absent. Just
he
absent.
He just wasn't there because mm-hmm. he had an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And they have since come back together. They have a great relationship. But at her wedding, her stepdad walked her down the aisle. Yeah. And it was heartbreaking. I know my uncle's sure. heart was broken, but everyone understood why. He wasn't there for birthdays. No card, no nothing. Her stepdad was chosen, and he did not throw a fit. So I understand. I think it's unfair to ask someone who wasn't in your life and act like they're entitled to that.
I guess it's different if they knew about you and were absent in your life.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
On the front end, they didn't know until 23andMe or whatever ancestry kit thing that they did.
23andMe matched them last year. He says, my fiance grew up her entire life not knowing who her biological father was right. until last year when they were matched through 23andMe.
And it said when they found out, they were both happy to meet whatever. Like this sounds like it might have been a scenario, which we know has happened, uh-huh. where mother got pregnant. Who knows? Maybe it was a short thing, a short fling, a one night. It could be whatever.
It just happened to my sister's best friend. She found her dad in San Diego. Remember, he had no idea.
No clue that he had her.
She thought her dad was somebody else her whole life
right.
because it was a college fling.
Right.
And her mom, yeah.
Always hit
and now she's 50.
So all of a sudden, dad goes, oh my goodness, I have a daughter that I, one, didn't know about.
Maybe,
right? Can we just assume that? Ish.
Yes.
Two, now you're ecstatic about it. Three, you find out she's getting married and go, wow, I've got a child that I've missed so much out on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to miss out. I'm not missing out on anything else. And I get where your heart starts to hurt when you go, dang, I don't have that right. But as the biological father, you feel that ingrainment now that especially you've been inviting him, you've been telling him, you've
but
been wanting
to
build that bond.
You're not entitled to that. Her uncles were there, and that's not your fault. Her
nope.
uncles were there, period. They match. It's like being a step-parent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's thankless.
Oh, yeah.
So she's trying to say thank you for help raising me,
mm-hmm.
and the sisters who have nothing, they just have not been through what she's been through, so they don't have a right to comment on that, in my opinion.
At all. Oh, at all, but they're going to.
They're putting themselves in there.
I'm
going to
say jerk. You heard me.
Wait,
because
knock it off.
And this isn't about advice, but you can stage this. You can go, all right, so my biological walks me for the first third, and then, you know, the uncles walk me for the last thirds. And you stage it up so everybody gets a little, oh, really? Everybody gets a little nod. Everybody gets
now
a, you know, tip of the hat.
Now you're people-pleasing. Now you're just people-pleasing. You're not keeping it real.
I'm not saying this to people-please. I'm saying this because I do think she's going to end up regretting. The fiance is going to end up regretting if they do continue the relationship with the father, the biological, that she does.
Though, because he just wasn't there. It's not to mean he's not involved. He's at the wedding. Do a father-daughter dance or something.
And I love that. But I think, and maybe this is projection, she would regret not having him there to walk her down the aisle and having him at the wedding.
Mm.
It'll be a sour point moving forward in their relationship that they're trying to build.
Is she the jerk for sticking with her original plan and having her uncles walk her down the aisle instead of her biological father she just found out about a year ago, who she now has a great relationship with, very involved.
But he wasn't there.
All right. 414-533-1037. The phones are going nuts. Okay, we'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, this one has triggered quite a few people because he wrote in and wants to know if his fiance is a jerk for sticking with her original plan and having her uncles walk her down the aisle instead of her bio father, who she just met last year through 23andMe, and they just found out about each other, but they are having a great relationship. She's embracing him. He's embracing her.
They're bonding.
She has half-sisters she didn't know about. It's exciting, but now she's getting grief because she's not, one of the sisters is saying, how could you not walk?
You got your uncles instead of your bio dad now that you met him?
She said her uncles helped raise her and they were flattered. So is she the jerk for continuing to have her uncles walk her down the aisle? Let's go to the phones. Crystal is in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Crystal.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, jerk or not the jerk?
Absolutely not the jerk.
Mm.
I will tell you, this one hits kind of close to home. We had a very similar situation with my husband and his biological father finding him only weeks before our wedding.
Weeks?
And we did not invite them.
They didn't even invite him.
We did not invite them because we were having a very intimate wedding ceremony. We just wanted it with very close family and friends.
This is an Am I the Jerk if I ever heard one. I can't believe you didn't write in with this one. Oh,
we'll,
my God.
We'll change your name, Crystal.
Crystal, this is wild.
The long and the short is we did do the same thing. We're having holidays, all the other things, but 8 years later, we discovered he was a child predator. So I think,
go with your intuition. Go with your gut.
go with your gut. Woman's intuition never lies. Well, so stick with the uncles. And this is still the honeymoon phase. You don't know what that relationship is going to be like 5-6 years from now.
Other relationship. When you get to know someone, you never know. You got to get to know people. Dang. Friends, family, relationships. It's all, yes.
I'm thinking she's just happy she found family, you know, blood relatives. Who doesn't want that?
They're enjoying getting to know each other.
But they're getting to
know each other. And so let's hope that's not the case. But you're right. You don't know people.
Don't get lost in that sauce.
And if he really wants to be part of her life, he'll appreciate the fact that the uncles were there when he wasn't.
That part. Ooh, Crystal. Ooh, you gave me goosebumps.
That would make a good... That part, that character in him should be thanking the uncles.
It's not the dad that's bringing any of it up. It's the sister. The dad might recognize and go, hey, listen, I get it. Do I want to? Yeah, but I'm not going to. It's not my place.
The girls are trying to stick up for their father, and they have no idea what it feels like to be the girl who just found her father.
Crystal.
All right. You know what? Now this is good. Thanks for calling, Crystal.
You're welcome, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Much love. Bye.
Wow. That would be tough. You find out who your dad is weeks before your wedding. I wouldn't invite him either if I was having an intimate one. It'd be too weird. You would regret it. You'd be like, I can't have this guy.
I'm just repetitively mouthing, wow. Yeah. Wow. Mm. Okay.
Well, Sherry's in Germantown this morning. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sherry!
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
What up, Sherry?
Wepa.
Big wepa.
Jerk or not the jerk?
Absolutely, 100% not. On everything she said.
She cut out, but she said not the jerk. Yeah. You cut out right when you said not, and then it went dead.
And then said not, the not, jerk, not everything she said. Okay, go on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not the jerk, and I hope I don't cut out anymore because I'm in that dead spot.
Always in Germantown. What's up with Germantown? I don't know what the problem is.
We need to get y'all better 5G
towers.
I don't either.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird.
This is comical.
Sherry, hold on. Put her on hold. She's poor things cutting out. She goes, so. Oh, Sherry. I love her so much. We know she says not the jerk. Let's go to Misty in Pewaukee.
Morning, Misty.
Good morning.
You ain't in the dead zone, are you?
Poor Sherry.
No.
All right. Jerk or not the jerk for not having your biological father walk you down the aisle. She met him last year, but she's having her uncles walk her.
Not the jerk.
Wow. Swept, mm-hmm. sweep, go on. Vacuumed.
Mm-hmm. Because?
Not the jerk. Because I was in the same dilemma. I have a stepdad and then my real father.
Yep.
My real father was in and out of my life. Mm-hmm. And I,
my cousin.
When I got married, mm-hmm. I chose my real father because, oh, he's my biological father. And I felt horrible after.
Oh, did you regret it?
My, oh, she did the opposite.
I did. I so regretted it. Yeah. My stepdad was there for me through everything.
He was your father, why?
Yeah, exactly. So, do you, girl, do your two uncles. That's awesome. Have them walk you down the aisle. Stick to your guns.
Well, Missy, let me ask, if you don't mind me asking, why didn't you have both, you know, your stepfather and your biological father walk you down? You know, curious question.
I know. That is the best question.
Well,
I didn't have anybody swaying me. It was just a decision all by myself. Yeah, nobody said anything. And that was me.
She thought she was doing the right thing in the moment. In hindsight, and she sees it. So I'm glad that you're openly talking about this on the air because there are brides listening mm-hmm. or people who will get married one day and have this dilemma. I love sharing the story about my cousin. I am proud of my cousin for having her stepdad and not my uncle, Walker. He was not there for her. He should not have been the one. So I'm glad you're going to help other people in the future, even though you have regrets over that. Misty,
that part,
just know other brides and grooms will be like, I'm not people pleasing. I'm gonna do the right thing.
She had nobody to people please. I love the fact that nobody tried to like stomp on her plans. And I mean, granted, unfortunately,
she was trying to please her biological father, Misty. And Misty thought she was doing the right thing. You did the best with what you had, Misty. You know what I mean?
You already know, girl.
Yes, girl.
Exactly what happened. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. We could go off forever. Thanks for calling, Misty.
We appreciate you. Much love. Bye.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you. You know what blows my mind is how many people go through this. Like, I know there's a lot of blended families and stepdads and people finding out their father is not their father nowadays or whatever the case be. Or maybe you had a situation like my cousin where your uncle had an addiction and he was, or your father had an addiction and he wasn't around, mm-hmm. right? So I'm just shocked how much this goes on. How many times people have this issue at weddings. It's like everybody that called in could relate.
I was going to say.
Except for Sherry.
I'd say everybody. And we don't even know. We couldn't hear Sherry. We just know Sherry said not to jerk. For all we know, she said that she was completely related because she had something happen to this exactly her, the same thing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Could have been a 3-for-3, not the sweep, because everybody had something similar happen in their lives.
Exactly.
Wild.
Somebody texted in and said, P.S. Anyone can be a dad, but not all dads are fathers.
But can you be a daddy? I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Send it my way, I'll let you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.